officially open. Honourable members, we primarily convening today to deal with both oral and written presentations from those who would have responded to our invite on the Division of Revenue Amendments Bill. And this is a second meeting following the joint meeting we had with the Standing Committee on Appropriation in the National Assembly, wherein we received a presentation from the FFC and the Public Service Commission, as you all know. So we had thought that there will be supplementary submissions given the closing date of our advert. Unfortunately, to this date, there are no submissions received, both written or oral, except the three that we have already had during the joint deliberations. So, just for the record, I will then note that there are no further submissions received, and therefore, item number three will be just noted as such. And with your permission, honorable members, under item four, there will not be deliberations because there are no submissions to deliberate on. And I will move straight to item number five, which is adoption of the minutes. And I will start with the minutes of the 16th of October, which was the meeting relating to engagements with the City of Johannesburg Metro and City of Tshwane, as well as Emfuleni municipalities. And I will take honorable members to page one for any corrections or omissions. If none, I will take you to page two. If nothing on page two, Madam Chair. Okay. All right. Secretary, can you correct that one? Honorable Memela will be under apologies. Page, thank you, Honorable Memela. Page two. And then page three. And then page four. And then page five. In the absence of any corrections, honorable members, may I get the mover then and the seconder? That's it. Honorable Liz, honorable TBS second. Thank you, honorable members. The second set of minutes will be the minutes of the 17th of October, which was briefing by the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs on Operation Clean Audit by 2014. Page one. Page two. Page one, yes, I remember. Okay. Honorable Memela, present again. Under apologies. Okay. honorable members, I know members of these committees, it's not usual that they are absent from meetings. For an example, I know Honorable Memela, she has indicated long time ago, when she's not present, we know it's because of another engagement. But I'm going to request that we speak to our secretaries to submit formal apologies so that the secretary can record that and have a supporting proof. As the chair, I know in most instances, like Honorable Makubel, if there are clashing meetings, you'd be in another meeting and you'd have told me, but you find that there is no written apology. So you remember we used to have that with the secretary of Honorable Becker, where he would inform us, but the secretary would not submit the apology, and it was creating problems. But it's okay, we'll correct it, and I just wanted to highlight that one. Page 2, honorable members. Page 3, and then the last page. And I would request for a mover and a seconder. Honorable DPF, seconded by Honorable Liz. The last. The second will be the last minute is the minutes of the 30th of October. That was some 2 days ago, which is a joint hearing with Standing Committee on Appropriation and Division of Revenue Amendment Bill. Page 1.
Just a question on this. Now, I don't know how other political parties work, but we get judged by our attendance. If we give an apology, they don't accept it. They just say, you've got to attend, I don't know, 80% of the meetings? You don't attend. Now, when there are two meetings scheduled at the same time and you can only physically attend one, what is there any parliamentary rule about that? I mean, I know there's an apology noted, I hope, in the finance minutes for me because I was at this meeting. Perhaps it's a party thing and not a committee thing. No, it's actually nothing to do with you. Sorry, yeah. I apologize for raising it.
In a situation where we split members like we normally split, like this one, remember the others were in this side, but then the others were in this side. Your apology will then have to indicate that you are present but attending because of. But I get your point. I think we'll have to find a way of, even in our records, reflecting that kind of arrangement. Yeah, so that it can be shown that no, because you can't split into two halves, but we had to split because of the number. Yeah. No, thank you for that, Honorable Lee. No, it's a quite a valid point. We always overlook it. Okay. Yes, I think even in these minutes, the secretary will have to capture that, because that's where we had split members. Others went to this and others. So we can't be saying others were absent or when they were in the other meeting, which is almost there. Yeah. So that will be corrected, the secretary, correctly, to reflect exactly what has happened there. Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Liz. page 2. We are on page 2. Then the last page. So So in the absence of any corrections, honourable members, may I get again the mover and the seconder? Honourable Makubela moved, seconded by Honourable Liz. Thank you, honourable members. Honourable members, the next meeting will be on Wednesday, next week, when we are in DR to deal with the negotiating mandates. Yes, ma'am. We have been given permission to have it there, so we'll have it on Wednesday. At the time of the meeting, our members will be released from other activities just to be part of that meeting where we'll be dealing with the... So the venues and everything will be communicated once we are in the R. And then the rest of the other things to finalize, we'll do it when we come back. But the negotiating mandates will be done in the R next week. On that note, honorable members, thank you very much. There's no further business for the day, and this meeting stands adjourned. I thank you.